The Bulgarian-born artist Christo is famous for a series of eye-catching works. With his wife and artistic partner Jean-Claude, he created the gates in New York Central Park, and he wrapped Berlin's Reichstag in fabric. This week, Washington approved his next project, an artwork called Over the River. The World's Alex Galifant explains.
It's another monumental idea. For Over the River, Christo will place a series of billowing panels of translucent fabric along sections of the Arkansas River in Colorado. He told me about it when I met him at his studio last year.
The fabric is only above the water, meaning that the width of the fabric varies with the width of the water. Sometimes they're 45 feet wide, sometimes they're 120 feet wide.
Christo's studio is at the very top of a townhouse in Lower Manhattan. He's 76, but he takes the stairs. The walls are covered with sketches and drawings for Over the River and other projects.
You must know every inch of this space.
Yeah. Nothing has changed, and I don't allow anybody to move anything.
And do you work?
I have no time. You see, everything falls apart. I have no time to do anything except to work in my art.
Christo pays for his projects by selling some of the sketches, but the artwork itself will be transient. Over the River will exist for 2 weeks only, in the summer of 2014.
Humans have this enormous pleasure to be present of something once in a lifetime and never again.
And Christo's excited to see how the idea will change as it goes from paper and pencil to rock and water.
We do not know, myself and Jean-Claude, how the project will look.
He talks about Jean-Claude as if she was still working on Over the River. But she died in 2009.
I always say we because I cannot think without her. You know, the most important things I miss of Jean-Claude, that she was extremely critical, very argumentative. This is the most empty place, and there's no way to substitute. No way.
For The World, I'm Alex Galifant, New York.